Amen. In Jesus' sweet and precious name. Amen. God is your name.
Praise God.
Praise
God. God is good.
All the time.
All the time, God is good.
My God.
Praise God.
Praise Him.
Praise
God.
Praise God. Praise God. I want to do a song before. Praise God. Yeah. God. Praise God. I just want to thank God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Brethren, today, I want to speak to us about that God gave to his doctrine. The Bible tells us there was a war in heaven.
Hallelujah.
That is right.
The Bible tells us that there was a war in heaven.
Yes.
Got you.
Lucifer.
Mercy.
God.
Yes. Amen. Big mistake.
And brethren, I must tell us that sometimes I think that we underestimate Lucifer. Because the Bible tells us that the angels are a little higher than us. And yet still Lucifer of angels and bring them on his side. So if he was able to bring the angels on his side, we are weaker than the angels, brethren. Praise God. Bless his holy name. Praise God. We need to be careful. It is not everybody in the church of God that is truly a child of God. Praise God. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Praise God. Sometimes, because the adversary know that we talk, they try to shut us up. But me personally, Ben Nelson, regardless of what, I will always stand for God. Praise God. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Brethren, I must tell us, I had an experience. And we're talking about going to a church that is considered, or they call themselves the church of God.
Amen.
Glory to God. What a great God we serve.
The
Bible tells me that the only person that is able to deliver is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When you see that we have all this kind of deliverance veteran, we need to be careful.
Yes, yes.
We need to be careful.
Right.
Because man cannot deliver.
Only God.
Right.
Only God.
Yeah.
And the only way a man is able to do it is if he has God.
Amen.
This is your name.
God can use him.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We need to be careful.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So Revelations 12 tells us that there was a battle in heaven. And the Bible says that even before iniquity entered into Satan, he was a good person. Because God had favored him, God gave him all the things that he could want. But yet still, he wanted more. Praise God. Praise God. And so we know that he started this war in heaven. And brethren, has gone. And he being cast, the Bible tells us that there was a cry in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Crying for the inhabitants of the earth.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Satan was very effective in heaven, brethren.
Yes,
let's come and go. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The Bible tells us that he will present himself as a child of light. The adversary will not stay in the Catholic and try and persuade a child of God. Adversary will come in the church of God and try and deceive us, brethren. Praise God. Bless his holy name. He has to come as one of us to be able to deceive us. The only person that really knows everything about you is your friend. And that the friend could be your worst enemy because they know everything about you. Praise God. Bless his holy name. Praise God. So we see in the reading
yes,
that when Christ came and Christ was speaking and Christ was sharing the doctrine, the Bible tells us that the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they marvel, saying, what new doctrine is that? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And the reason why they say that is because that same doctrine was given to them. Turn it around. Please, Lord. Praise God. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Praise God. And so with us, brethren. And so with us. Anytime we stray from the things of God and add our things or take out our things, we are not speaking the words of God.
Amen.
We're speaking our words.
Amen.
The Bible says we should add not,
and
we should take out not. Praise God.
Praise
Bless his holy name.
Glory.
Let's go
Amen.
To Matthew 26. Let's read something in Matthew 26. The doctrines. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
This is what it is. Matthew 16. 16. We will see a few things in the scriptures, my friend. And we'll read from 5. And 5 says, and when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? 11.
Right.
How be it? How it is that ye do not understand
that I speak
not to you concerning bread, which is that physical bread.
Yes.
That he should be where?
The leaven.
Of the leaven of the Pharisees.
Yes.
And of the Sadducees.
All the ways.
Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven
of bread.
Of the doctrine of the Pharisees. Praise God.
And who were the
Pharisees and the Sadducees, brethren?
Yes.
Who were they? Are they not people that have a relationship with God?
Teach
them the doctrine. They have the doctrine.
Yep.
But they changed it around to please man.
Yeah.
So now Christ is telling his disciples, you need to be careful.
Be aware.
Praise God.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
So brethren, I want to tell us the easiest way we can be fooled is from somebody who claims to be just like one.
Yes, yes.
Praise
God.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless his holy name. Praise God. The Bible says, you know, when the Bible speaks about the Antichrist, people say that the Antichrist is a Jew. And the reason why they say it's a Jew, because Christ himself is a Jew. So they try to make it, he must have some similarities of Christ. Yes? There must be something other than that he will not be able to draw God's people away. So there must be an attraction. We must see something in him. But those of us that have that Spirit of God will be able to discern.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
John 7. St. John 7. And we know we haven't got much time, so I will not take too much time. Praise God. John 7. John 7. And we'll read from 14. John 7, 14.
Mm-hmm.
Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, not this man letters, have you never learned? They cannot believe that. Because it's like new to them. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but he that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine. My friend, I am telling us, if we hold on to God and do the things of God and we are true and sincere,
amen.
We will know the doctrine of God.
Amen.
We will not be swayed, brethren, when people come around with all the adding up things, because they're going to use some things of God.
Yes.
They're going to add things in there, brethren. We need to be on our guard, because these things will happen. Praise God. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Praise God. Bless him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Then Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine.
Yes.
But he is that same me, which is the Almighty God.
Yes.
If any man will do his will, which is the Father, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or speak of mercy.
Amen.
Just imagine.
Interesting.
Jesus.
Yes.
He's not even claiming ownership to the doctrine. Jesus is not claiming ownership, reverend. When we claim that we're sorting and we could do all this, Amen. Praise God. Second Peter, we're moving on. Second Peter 2. Praise God. Bless him.
Praise God.
Bless him. Second Peter 2. Second Peter 2. We'll read from 1. It says,
false prophets.
But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves to destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be
evil.
Spoken of.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And through covetousness shall they with friend words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spake,
not the
angels that sin, but cast them down, that is still Satan and his bunch from heaven. And bear in mind, brethren, these angels, God was the one who made them, and he gave them that privilege to be above man. Yeah. The Bible tells us that we are made a little lower
than the angels.
Praise God. And God cast them down. And if God cast them down, far as we that are lower than the angels, brethren, what will God do with us when we do wrong? Praise God. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Praise God. For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved to judgment, and spare not the whole world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the godly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after. Praise God. That is for us.
Amen.
That is for us.
Amen.
That is, this is an example for us.
Amen.
Depending on the way we live, God will deal with us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
In 1 Kings 13, it speaks about a prophet that God has to go and deliver a message for him.
Mm.
And that prophet, God said to him, look, go deliver that message. Eat not, drink not.
Go the other way. Go the other way.
Don't go back.
Go
the other way. And the Bible tells us that when he delivered the message, the king raised his hand to charge and his hand dried. King had to beg that same prophet to pray to God so that his hand can be restored. Praise God.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve, brethren. And his hand was restored. And the prophet prayed, and his hand was restored. But the word went about, and another prophet found out about that prophet.
Yes.
And brethren, that's for us.
Yes.
That's for us. So we see the prophet of God. God warned him not to do something.
Yes, yes.
So when the king now has was restored, the king offered him to come to his house
and
eat and drink with him. He said, no. Even if you're going to offer me half of your house, I will not do it, for God asked me not to do it. Praise God.
Yes.
But a prophet came.
I'm a prophet just like you.
So now a prophet.
Just like you.
I'm a prophet. That is where we need to be
aware.
That is where we need to be careful. A prophet came and said to him, I am a prophet just like you. And God asked me to tell you, come to my house
and eat.
And brethren,
that's it. That's
so. He went to the prophet's house.
That sentence.
Be the man, man, and, be a
and at the end, lion eating. Praise God. Bless his holy name. Brethren, we need to be careful. It is not everybody in the church of God that is truly a child of God. We must not be comfortable, because if we think that Satan will allow us to just worship without putting anything to try and disturb us, we're making a mistake. We're making a mistake. We have to be aware. We have to be conscious that these things will come, because they will come. Praise God. Praise God. Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Praise God. Second John. Second John. We move him. Praise God. Second John. Second John, and we will do from 1. Second John chapter 1. Chapter 1. And we'll do from 9, verse 9. And it says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ have not God.
Right.
He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he have both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and to us and bring not this doctrine, brethren, receive them not.
Receive them not.
Receive them not. Receive them not, brethren. Sometimes in church, and I must say, I have been to a few Church of God.
Hallelujah.
And this congregation, I must say, brethren, is the closest.
Amen.
Every other place that I've been. And I'm only talking about the places that I've been.
Amen.
I'm only talking about that. I'm not saying, but I'm only talking about the places that I've been. According to what the scripture says, this congregation to what the scripture says.
Amen.
We have some sisters in here, I must say, and we have some brothers too, but we have some sisters in here not stand for anything else but the doctrine. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
And it then says, if they come any unto you,
bring
not this doctrine, receive it not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed,
partakers
of his evil deeds. Praise God.
Amen.
Bless his holy name. So, brethren, what it is telling us, and you know, sometimes, and it's something that I always say, sometimes we have people that come here, and they have the titles. They are deacons and they're pastors, and they come with their suits. And brethren, we allow them. And I'm generalizing, I'm not just saying, but we, because that's a thing in the church of God, we allow them to go and share the word. And brethren, I am telling us, before we do that,
examine.
We should try them to know whether they have the same doctrine with us. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Right now it's okay. People in the church of God saying you can divorce and marry again. There's so many things they're saying, Reverend. There's so many things they're saying. So we need to be careful. Those of us that stick to what the Bible says, we have to be careful. Praise God. Bless his holy name.
Praise God.
Praise God. For he that be in him, Godspeed, is partaker of his evil deeds. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Praise God. Satan. He's not a stupid person, Reverend. In order for Satan to get the children of God, he has to pretend as a child of God. Has to. Praise God. That's why God gave us the spirit of discernment. The Bible tells us, try every spirit. Because, brethren, sometimes we could be saying all the things that the congregation wants to hear, but deep down, we are dirty inside. Praise God. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Praise God. Bless him.
Praise God.
Praise God. First Timothy. Praise God. First Timothy 1. Bless his holy name. Timothy 1. And we'll do from 3. It says, as I besought thee to abide still in Ephesus, when I went, unto Macedonia, that thou might have charged some that they teach
no
other doctrine.
No
other doctrine. Paul is telling Timothy that he ought to make sure that they teach no other. So, what does it tell us? It tells us that Paul is familiar with people in the church teaching
other doctrine.
Praise God. Bless his holy name. Teach no other doctrine. No other doctrine. Neither give heed to fellows and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise Him.
If Pastor Titus is living here,
amen.
If Pastor Titus is living here,
amen.
With us here, I don't believe that he will say that, because I think you know Deacon Darren, you know Brother Deacon Joseph, you know by himself, and Deacon and all of we there, he knows us and he knows what we do. But if he have visitors there, he should caution us as soon.
Amen.
We allow him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless him. Be not carried away, brethren, about the judges and strange doctrine.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
For it is a good thing that the heart be with the grace of God. Praise God. Praise God. Sometimes we are so shaky.
I'm checking to see.
We are so shaky. We consider ourselves church of God. But we, every wind of doctrine, we there. Every wind, Reverend, sometimes not even being aware. We part of it. We clap in, we sing them. Why are these people saying all sorts of things? Why are they saying all sorts of things? We involve and we clap in and we sing and we do all these things. We need to be conscious.
Amen, amen.
The word of God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. This is what it is. Be not carried away.
Be not carried away.
And strange doctrines.
Yes.
For it is a good thing
that
the heart be established.
Yes.
With the grace of God. Praise God. This is what it is. Praise God. Praise God. Timothy 4.
First Timothy
4. Praise God.
Praise Him.
And it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith,
giving heed
to seducing spirits
and
doctrines of devil, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having a conscience yet
with the heart
iron, forbidding to marry
and commanding,
to abstain from meat
which God
with God have created to be received with thanksgiving. Praise God.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Praise God, brethren.
Praise God.
Praise God. So the Bible is telling us that in the latter times, some of us will depart.
We hope not.
From this doctrine.
We hope not us.
And hold on to the doctrine of the adversary.
Amen.
We must know, brethren, that the doctrine of the adversary is made in a way to make us feel comfortable. Because it's a kind of doctrine where you come as you are. There's no rules. There's nothing. You could have your phone ringing all the time. You could do all kind of things. The sisters will come out and give the sermon, and you have the sister this and the sister that and all sorts of things to make it comfortable.
Amen.
But with God, the word of God, and it's not difficult for us to abide with God.
Hallelujah.
It's not. God says in his word, he will never leave us more than we can
bear.
Praise God. Glory
to God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Bless him. Bless him. So they will change. And in the church, brethren, we have all sorts of things. Who is doctor this and doctor that and bishop this, and people looking for all kind of titles. They're looking for titles, but not even doing the work of God. The lesson that we studied this morning, it tells us that not the hearers,
but the doers.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise His holy name.
Glory to God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
People looking for position.
Yeah.
Amen.
We just want position. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Titus 1. I'm coming now. Titus 1. Praise God. Titus 1. We're going to do 10. And it says, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially day of the circumcision. What is that saying to us, brethren? Day of the circumcision. We have the uncircumcised,
right,
and we have the circumcised. Which one are we, brethren?
Right. Circumcision of the heart.
Praise God.
He's
speaking to us.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise His holy name. Praise God. Praise God. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of circumcision, whose mouth must be stopped, who separate whole houses, teaching things which they have not fulfilled. Look, it says.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
2, chapter 2, 1. But speak thou the things which becometh sound doctrine, that the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience, that the aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Not for the nor giving much to mine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love the husband, to love the children. Praise God, brethren. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. To be discreet, just keep us at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
Amen.
Young men likewise, exhort to be sober minded in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing all gravity, gravity, sincerity, sound in speech that cannot be condemned. That he that is of a contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil. Praise God. Praise God. When we keep on doing the things of God, brethren, even if they sin, but it will not trouble us.
Hallelujah.
Because we know and God knows we are living a good life. Praise God. Bless His holy name.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless Him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Acts. I'm coming now. Acts 5. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Bless Him. Acts 5. And in Acts 5, we'll see where, when Christ left, and left the doctrine with His disciples, and His disciples went around preaching, they were arrested and placed in prison. But an angel came.
Unlocked.
Loosed Him.
The prison let Him out.
Amen.
And the angel judged them, saying, go in the temple and teach the doctrine to the people. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So where the adversary now wanted to chastise the people of God, they sent to the prison looking for the people of God. The prison was locked, well chained. The guards right in front of the door, but they weren't there. Praise God.
Amen.
Mighty God we serve. God is able to take us out from any situation. Sometimes when the adversary tries to lock us in prison, God is able to send His angel and take us out of the prison. Praise God. We have to trust in God. We have to trust that God is able to do things for us. He is our maker. He's the one that made us. We didn't make ourselves. God made us. And because of that, He is able to do anything that He wants. Praise God.
Praise
His holy name. Praise God. Bless Him. Praise God.
Bless
Him.
Bless
His holy name. Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Oh,
what a mighty God we serve. 17 says, Acts 5, verse 17, says, then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the set of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison's door and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple
to the people.
To the people.
All the words.
The doctrine of the Almighty God. Praise God. Bless His holy name. Not the doctrine of Beelzebub, but the doctrine of the Almighty God. Praise God. You know, sometimes we play like we're hearing from God. But I'm telling us, brethren, if we are not in line with the things of God, we are not hearing from God. We hear it from somebody else. Praise God. Praise His holy name. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Praise God. Bless Him. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Praise God. 25 says, then came They focus now on the prisoners, the disciples, the apostles that they had in prison. So they sent to look for them. So 25 said, then came one. So they're looking for them. They sent in prison to see them, and they can't see them. So there's a report. But they can't believe that report because the prison is closed.
Well up.
And the prisoners are not inside. They underestimating the Almighty God. Praise God. We can't underestimate the Almighty God. These things that the Bible speaks of, it's for our example. Our learning, for our edifying, brethren. If we continue to hold on to the words of life, I can guarantee us, we have the assurance that we will be Christ. Praise God. Bless His holy name. 25 said, then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom he put in prison are standing in the temple teaching the doctrine of the Almighty God. So they're supposed to be in prison, but they're in the temple preaching the doctrine of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. It's not what man wants to do to the children of God. Amen. It's what God wants for us. What we have many examples. Sherub, Meshach, and Abednego was placed in fire to be burnt. And the Bible tells us that that furnace was heated seven times hotter than water. Yes. That was the desire of the wicked. Yes. And guess what happened? He said that he put three men. And he saw four men walking in the fire. And the description he gave of the fourth man
is that
like the son of man. Praise God. But how? But how he know is the son of man?
The
Lord is there. Do we have a feeling that person?
Different look, man. Different.
I don't know.
It
have to be something
different.
Praise God. Bless His holy name. Bless God. Bless Him.
Praise
Him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Bless Him.
Amen.
Then when the captain with the officers and brought them, 26. Then when the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared that the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, before the board, the hidden board. And the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you
yes, sir,
that he should not teach
in this
the doctrine of the Almighty God?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Praise God!
Amen.
Praise God!
Amen.
Who is the leaders in the world to command the children of God what we should do or what we shouldn't do?
Amen.
Praise God!
Amen.
If we have to give up this life to stand on the promises of God, we have to do it. Because, brethren, I'm telling us, there's a time coming that we know too. when things will be changed. Hallelujah. It's going to be more complicated for us. Yeah. That is when we will speak truly.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Saying, did we not swear command you that he should not teach in this name? And behold, he have filled Jerusalem with God's doctrine.
Yes.
Don't say his doctrine, say God's doctrine. Yes. And intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey
God.
We ought to obey God, brethren. As children of God, it does not matter what. Husband, wife, friend, pastor, brother, deacon, nobody. As long as they're not doing the things that are right, we're supposed to stick to the things that are right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We should never give up the things of God for anybody. God comes first. God comes first. Praise God. Husband gonna give us life. Wife gonna give us life. Son gonna give us life. Brother gonna give us life. Friend gonna give us life. The only person that can give us life is the Almighty God. Praise God. That's all it is. Praise God. Praise God. So Peter and the other apostles are telling him, we ought to obey God and not man. And it's the same way, brethren, we ought to be. We ought to obey God at all times and not man, regardless of who. Praise God. Bless his holy name. I'll bring my last scripture, Matthew 7, which is my last scripture. And you know, this morning, I didn't even realize my last scripture was really in the lesson. So I say, you see how God works? Praise God. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Bless him.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Matthew 7:21. Praise God. He says, not everyone that saith unto me,
Lord,
Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess, I, Jesus, will profess unto them, I never knew you.
Depart from me. I know you not. You work out of iniquity.
My friend, I just want to leave this verse because.
Mighty Lord.
Hallelujah.
I